how much trouble are retailers in across Northern Ireland? The report out today shows that one in four shops in Belfast are lying vacant. And across Northern Ireland, the percentage of empty shops has reached 19%. That's a lot higher than the UK. The average empty rate, vacancy rate, as it's called, is around 11% elsewhere in the UK, 19% here. Andrew Irvine from Belfast City Management with us today, as is the financial journalist Paul Gosling. Paul, good morning to you. Morning to you, Andrew.
Morning, good morning.
Good morning. Paul, what's going on here?
Well, we are in an economic mess, aren't we, Stephen? And retailing is the obvious sign of the dire state of our economy in Northern Ireland. And if you look at the number of administrations that have taken this year, I mean, it's not surprising we've got a lot of empty retail space. I was just having a quick look. We've got JJB, which I think is due to go into administration today. In the last few months, we've had Peacocks, Licenza, Past Times, Blacks, Clinton Cards, Allied Floors, Game, and a load more that have gone bust. And the truth is, I think in the early years of the 2000s, a lot of retail companies thought that retail expansion was going to go on and on, particularly in Northern Ireland. And they invested heavily in new retail outlets. And basically, the economy went bust in 2007, 2008. And slowly, those retail businesses have been going broke. And those that haven't been going broke are in desperate trouble. And really, it's a reflection of the wider economy.
Well, Andrew, you can give us a picture in Belfast City Centre. Are things dire?
Well, I think it's really a tale of two cities, Stephen. In the core city centre, the vacancy rate is running about 18%, so about sort of 1% below the sort of overall Belfast average. I know that NIARDA are talking about sort of 24% within the Belfast City Council area. I think the picture really is that in the arterial routes, once you step outside the city centre, it really is very, very bad. The government response to that has been put this large store rates levy on to try and give smaller businesses a subsidy on their rates paid for by the large retailers. But as your other contributors just pointed out, a lot of those large retailers are going out of business. We're left with two units in Donegal Place, the old Easton's unit and the Peacocks unit, that are sitting with a 15% additional levy on the rates bill. The chances of letting those in the next couple of years is, you know, well, pretty difficult, really, as you can imagine.
So what are you calling for?
Well, the Chamber President, Joe Jordan, has been seeking a joint meeting with five government ministers since the beginning of this year. Social Development, because they look after town centre regeneration. DOE, because they look after rates. Finance, obviously, they look after the rates side of it. DOE's on the planning. And DRD, over all of those transport issues that lady phoned in about. So the Chamber have been seeking that joint meeting since the beginning of the year without any joy. We believe we need to get those five ministers into one room at one time and sort a lot of issues out. And we believe that there isn't the coordination that there should be.
Like, one in four shops empty is shocking, isn't it?
It's pretty dire. Now, that, I have to say, that's not the picture in the city centre. It's more like one in five or slightly less than that in the city centre.
Bob McCoubrey is with us today as well, owner of the Mourne Seafood Restaurants. Morning to you, Bob.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. How do you feel about this?
Well, I say, you know, it is very tough out there. You know, we opened a new restaurant in Wellington Place in the city centre 6 months ago. And we were able to do a good deal with the landlord. But unfortunately, our rates bill is as high as our rent bill is. You know, it's one of our biggest costs. We do avail of the 50% reduction for the first year. But after that, you know, we have taken a three-year break in our lease because that coincides with the 2015 revaluation. And if we don't get a revaluation down in our rates bill, you know, we're really going to have to think about the viability of the restaurant. Well, there's 28 new jobs created in the centre of the city centre, you know, so something really has to be done about it.
Well, and that's where you look up to the hill and you wonder what politicians, if they really understand how tight businesses are getting it. Now, to be fair to Sammy Wilson, the finance minister, he would argue that he's brought this new policy in, that he delivered a policy which pushes the advantage onto small businesses who get a rates rebate, and that money's been taken away. It's the so-called Tesco tax, isn't it? And some of the money's been taken away from the extra levy on the big business.
It's only a small bite. You know, and we call it rates, Stephen, but what it really is, it's a tax on business. you know, by another name. It's just a tax. And I think, you know, Sammy will come across the whole argument, well, we raise 500 million a year, we've still got to raise 500 million a year. You know, I think they have to be more imaginative on how they raise this money. They have to spread the burden around. You know, manufacturing gets off pretty lightly. Farmers don't pay any at all. I think I have to be a bit more imaginative how we raise this money and just don't lump it all on the retail and the hospitality business. It's just not fair. And, you know, the results are pretty clear with this survey this morning, 1 in 4 empty premises, and it's only going to get worse.
Andrew Everett, what do you think Stormont can do?
Bob's making a very good point there. I mean, if you take the levy only is charged to large retailers, but the subsidy is paid across all business sectors. And this idea that retail is some sort of cash cow needs to end. And we need do need a good dose of reality. And some of the measures that have been put in place to encourage manufacturing, et cetera, and over the years, you know, we need some imaginative thinking from Detty and so on around retail to help there. Bob's making a very good point. He's quite right.
Can you still do anything about the parking in the city centre, for example, and make it more attractive for people coming in?
Look,
we're not just talking about city centres here, are we? You know, we're talking about shops across Northern Ireland, 1 in 4 being empty.
Well, that lady that was on first probably makes the most important salient point with regard to people bringing their cars into town. DRD Road Service actually sit on our board, and I wrote to them and brought to the board an offer to work with them on the communications around all of this, the same way that I did with DSD when they were doing Belfast Streets Ahead, and that was rejected by DRD. And we're getting really, really, really frustrated with the very poor communications going out to the public about all of this. And the Chamber of Trade and Commerce are taking the view very strongly that Northern Ireland is a car-dependent society. And for half of the population in Northern Ireland who live beyond Metro, the reality of using public transport to come in and out of Belfast maybe doesn't work for them unless they happen to live on a Go Line route or happen to live near a train station. But yet the city needs all of the population in Northern Ireland to work economically. So we've got very serious concerns over the public transport measures that are being implemented at the moment and the actual impact on the retail trade.
What public transport?
The bus lanes, except the lady was on talking about earlier.
You're concerned about those?
Yeah, we are, big time.
Why?
Because the message may well be the people who live outside Belfast, well, you know, don't go in there, it's too much hassle.
Well, there's no road to drive on anymore, is there? Or there's less road. There's less road. There's less road to drive on. That's the bottom line. Because if you're in a car, you're excluded from part of the road now.
Well, you're discouraged.
You're not discouraged. You're excluded. What do you mean discouraged?
Well, you need to keep it balanced, Stephen. There's nobody's stopping you driving.
You're excluded from you're excluded from part of the road now. You're not allowed in the bus lane.
No, you're not allowed in the bus lane, no.
Paul Gosling, this figure which suggests that 11% across the water, 19% here, I wonder why we're worse off in Northern Ireland in terms of vacancy rate.
There's three factors, Stephen. Firstly, the real level of unemployment here is much higher than in most of Great Britain. So that's the first thing. We are economically weaker than GB. Secondly, we had a boom in the early years of 2000s, and people, investors in retail, thought it was going to last, and they invested heavily. But the third factor is that we are suffering in particular, I think, from out-of-town developments. There was, when people were putting more money into retail in the expectation that the boom years would continue, they were looking in particular at the out-of-town retail development sites. And we've got lots more applications on the table at the moment. And every new out-of-town development that's approved is damaging the city centres, okay, the traditional town centres. And when you've got problems with access and parking, and the cost of car parking in particular in Belfast is astronomical.
It's unbelievable.
It does weigh against city centre and town centre retailers.
It's unbelievable. Paul, thank you. Andrew, thank you. Bob, thank you.